You are with Phoenix 98 FM. We are here at Latitude Festival, and I am joined now by two ladies from the Suffolk Wildlife Trust. Good afternoon, ladies. Gotta say, love the flowery design that you have on. Introduce yourselves to our listeners.
So my name's Lucy, and I work for Suffolk Wildlife Trust, and I'm usually based in Ipswich.
My name's Vicky. I work for Suffolk Wildlife Trust as well as a wildlining officer, and I'm immobile, so I work all around the county.
Excellent, good stuff. And we've got to find it, and you've got to explain your job title to us, because that sounds well cool.
A wildlining officer. So there's loads of us based around Suffolk, and we work with children, families, specialist groups, just to bring the outdoors to them and to do activities outside.
Excellent, good stuff. And here at Latitude Festival is a really good place for that. Tell us about some of the stuff that you've got on.
So we've got lake dipping. It's something that we do every year. We find some really fascinating invertebrate species, such as freshwater shrimp. We found ghost midge larvae, and actually we found a newt this morning as well, which was really fantastic. And we're now in the woods, and we've got woodland mobiles. We've got our Carlton Marshes sound hide going on, where you can listen to the sounds of the marshes. So you name it, we've got it going on.
Indeed, and it's been really busy as well, really busy and buzzing today, which is good, which is great to see. So tell us about some of the other events that you've been up to over summer with Suffolk Wildlife Trust.
Oh, so there's so much to choose
there
from.
There really is.
Well, like Vicky said earlier, we work with families, so it could be a family for a school session. It could be a teen session where we do a bit of whittling or some sort of more in-depth identification skills and workshops, lots of photography. There's so much.
There is so much. And it's also our teaching season, so we have school visits and get to reach so many children and inspire them and create a passion for nature, which is brilliant as well.
Indeed, because I've just been on one of your stalls, and you can hear different fish noises as well. Yes, I'm telling you, porpoise noises are truly something else.
It's really amazing to work with the trust, and also I think what makes it great is there's so much variety in wildlife, and that's why there's lots of different bits. That's why it's all really interesting.
Indeed. Tell us about some of the other stuff that you've got coming up over summer, because you've usually got loads of stuff going on around this time of year, haven't you? Particularly for the holidays.
Yep, so in Ipswich, which is where I'm based, there's lots of different activities going on in the park. So there's bug hunting, there's pond dipping, there's whittling for teens, twilight geocaching. That's just a few of the things in Ipswich. There'll be loads over at Foxborough Farm as well, which is where Vicky's at.
Yep, so at Foxborough Farm we've got loads of family days, dragons and damsels, looking at dragonflies and damselflies, enchanted wood days, but also days for unaccompanied children to come along and make some friends and do some activities and really get involved. Yeah.
Brilliant. Does sound like there's lots on. And dragonflies and damselflies. If I was a kid, I'd be getting really excited about that. Because that just sounds amazing. So yeah, excellent stuff. So how's it been going here at Latitude?
It's been going really well. It's been a really busy 3 days, but children and families are just so wonderful to talk to, and everyone seems to have really enjoyed the activities. And of course, what's really nice is we get to ourselves as a provider meet other providers, and it's just a really lovely community and a great festival to be part of. So we're very lucky and appreciative to be part of it.
Excellent, good stuff. And it has been great to wander around and just see it being so busy and so buzzing, which is great. So tell us where people can go to find out more about Suffolk Wildlife Trust.
So they can pick up one of our What's On booklets, but if they're not around to pick one of those up from us, then you can head to our website, which is www.suffolkwildlifetrust.org. We're really active on social media, so you can look up on Facebook the various different reserves, and Instagram as well. So if you were to type in Suffolk Wildlife Trust, you should be able to find us and all of the stuff that we've got going on, and also our campaigns too.
Indeed. Tell us about some of those.
There are just so
three
many
conservation zones, which we are showcasing here while we're at Latitude. Those were those marine sounds that you were hearing. So there's actually one just off the coast of Suffolk, which was one of the first designated Orford Inshore, which is one of the first marine conservation zones in the area. So really shouting about our marine wildlife in the North Sea and how important it is to preserve the guys we've got here.
And we're also really trying to promote the Wilder Suffolk campaign as well. And we're just asking, everyone to write in to their local MP and to help us get support to just make Suffolk as wild as possible. And so we've still got it in generations to come.
Excellent, good stuff. Brilliant campaigns to be supporting, ladies. Very best of luck to you with those.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.